Welcome to America Weekend. America Weekend. When I close my eyes and don't even care if anyone sees me dancing, like I can fly and don't even think of touching the ground. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen, the DJV Experience, Doug, Jen, and Victoria working on Who Should Be Deported. So I oftentimes, like I focus on New York Stories with Victoria because she's there, and LA Stories with Jennifer because she's there, and Kara, Washington Stories. So I'm in Framingham, not exactly New York, LA, or Washington, but it's outside of Boston. And it has the same problems. And as a matter of fact, they're exacerbated because we have the largest Brazilian population living here outside of Brazil. We have thousands of Brazilians that live in Framingham. So a couple of them were arrested because they stabbed another guy on Sunday. Eduardo Ortiz and Lazaro Oronella Cibriano are going to be deported back to El Salvador because they're here illegally. So the ICE guys, whenever somebody's arrested and they check out their status, they find out they're illegal, so they call ICE. So Immigration and Customs come in, they take these guys, they put them on a plane escorted back to El Salvador. How many times do you think these two guys have had that done to them? Take a guess. 10. They've lived in Framingham for 7.5 years.
How do they keep getting back? Great question.
Wait a minute. You didn't really just ask me that question, did you?
Well, I mean, if they're, you know.
They come across the same place from Mexico into Arizona. They get a bus in Phoenix or Tucson, and they come back to Boston. They come back to Framingham. They live in the Beaver Park development. They've lived, the rest of their family is there. They don't even make a secret. They don't even hide. And they got into a fight with, these are Brazilians, they got into a fight with a couple of El Salvadorians. And so, and by the way, the El Salvadorians were here illegally too. So we got two illegal Brazilians fighting against two illegal El Salvadorians. The illegal Brazilians get shipped back to Brazil, only to come back again. And the El Salvadorians, again, free medical treatment in the hospital. Hmm. Now, what a country. Tell me that doesn't need some attention. That's why you don't like Trump for whatever the reason, and I understand a lot of people don't like him, but that's why he got elected. Yep. That kind of stuff is why Trump got elected. Whether he got the majority of the popular vote or he didn't, the whole thing built around stuff like that that is just damnable and wrong. And we pay for it. We put these people in a plane, buy them a ticket. And you know what, you buy a ticket the day before you put yourself on a plane, how much does that cost to go wherever? It's a lot more expensive than if you buy it 2 weeks out. So this is the kind of stuff, and I say that only sort of in passing because it's just another expense. We're paying for it. They know where these people live. They know they'll come back.
Well, how come we don't know where the hole in the fence is? Because that's the first thing that we want to do is plug up the hole.
There's not a fence.
There's no fence. They come under, there's any number. If you go to, we're on in El Paso on KTSM. You could get any number of people to call right now. They all know how Juarez is right across La Ciudad Juarez. You can throw a rock from the interstate into Juarez. Yeah.
Less than 25% of the border has any kind of blockade,
no
wall, fence.
No.
I mean, nothing.
It's a joke. They come across in trunks of cars. Some of them have disguises or fake IDs.
They just walk in.
Right. Yeah. So for those of you who think, oh, my God, this was awful, terrible, this is the reason that he got elected, frankly. This happens all across the country more than you can possibly imagine, and is just not acceptable. All right, 20 minutes before the hour here. Doug and Victoria and Jennifer have Angela Patterson, who is an advanced practice registered nurse, vice president at CVS Health, and chief nurse practitioner officer of Minute Clinic, So you have a lot of expertise, Angela. We're happy you bring it to us so that we can stay healthy. You're probably chuckling to yourself, who is this guy that's interviewing me? He can barely talk. Well, I am normally very healthy. I've been on the air for 50-some-odd years. I'm very fortunate. I have a strong immune system. Grew up on a farm. Don't usually worry about my health. This is not about health, but it is about how your body works. And so it can, if you don't take care of it, lead to other things going wrong. You can get a head cold or get stuffed up. So with that as a lead-in, I know you've prepared a number of tips to help us all stay healthy this next month. Let me back into this a little bit, if I may, Angela. What do you do if you're sick before the holiday begins? It's understandable you can get sick after the holidays begin, but those who are sick before, how do you prepare for the traveling?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I mean, certainly we know that when people are traveling and preparing for the holidays, it tends to be a time when we're at greater risk for becoming ill or feeling ill or off our game for a number of reasons, whether it's, straying from our normal patterns or traveling and being in areas where there's more confinement, so you may have more exposure to germs, for example, or you may have been entering the holiday season, after a busy stretch at work, or getting over an illness yourself, or managing a health condition, certainly. So it's really important as we enter this season that we really think about, how are we feeling, and how do we prepare to enter the holiday season in our best health? And if we're feeling under the weather, how do we best optimize that health? So preparation is really important. Key focus things in the holiday are some really basic tips and advice that stand the test of time. And that includes, having a plan around sleep and rest, mm-hmm. not letting that get away from you, because if you're not feeling well to start, that will always make it harder to feel better. Maintaining healthy nutrition over the holidays, we do tend to indulge or go off our normal eating patterns. This is really important. This is our fuel, and it's so essential that we maintain healthy diets, as well as exercise. Exercise is a tremendous health booster. And committing to, even when you travel, you can, take walks with your family after dinner, for example, or even join them at their gym or in their yoga class. Some really great ways to stay active when you're not in your own home or in your usual routine. And then lastly is good hygiene is essential, especially if you're feeling under the weather and you're traveling. Mm-hmm. It is essential that we protect others as well in their health. So coughing or sneezing into tissue or into our sleeves. And an essential thing is one of the best things you can do is practice good hand hygiene to really help not only protect ourselves, but those who we care for around us.
All right. So let me go back a bit to what I suggested early on. The people who are sick or they're on their way and they don't feel well, but they got to go to grandma's house anyway. If you do get into a jam, do you recommend people go to some of these clinics, the walk-in clinics? Are they good? You've talked about preparing yourself, keeping yourself clean. I happen to be lucky enough to have grown up on a farm, and I own a farm. I'm on a farm, so that the dirt, if you will, or what I'm around has helped keep me very strong and my immune system functioning well. A lot of people don't have that. They try too hard to be clean, and therefore they get sick because they don't have a strong immune system. So you're out, you're gone, you've traveled, you're one of the 150 million Americans who will travel 50 miles or more. What do you do?
This is really a challenge for many, many folks. When you travel, when you need care, it can be really, really difficult. You're not near your primary care provider, and facilities that are in the area where you're vacationing, maybe themselves operating on holiday hours. When we're not experiencing a critical issue, utilizing an emergency room can be challenging in that even with insurance, they're very costly, and they can certainly be crowded, especially during the holidays. MinuteClinic is a terrific option for folks and plays a key role for travelers and vacationers who are experiencing illnesses such as sinus and upper respiratory infections, ear earaches or suspected strep throat. Our clinics are located across 33 states and the District of Columbia. No appointment is needed. We accept most insurances. And we're open 7 days a week, including weekday evenings. And mm-hmm. even on those holidays, Christmas and New Year's Day, in the markets we serve, we always have at least one location available to provide care to folks.
A lot of people think, Angela, this is the future of healthcare. At least they did when the Affordable Health Care Act came in. Some of these outfits like CVS were smart enough to staff up in areas where they could do practical things and help people practically without it having to go to the doctor 9 to 5. And so there's, mm-hmm. but it does change the face, though, of healthcare in our country. It is changing. And, you know.
Well, as a primary care provider, I value the role that access to health care has in our communities. And certainly it's so important that we do have a primary care provider, mm-hmm. someone who we have a relationship with and work right. with over the long term to really manage our health. But sometimes we're in situations, or we're traveling, for example, and have a health condition and need access to care, quality access to care that's convenient and affordable. And that's where MinuteClinic can really play an important mm-hmm. role. So I'm very proud of the work that we've done in that regard.
Good. All right, thanks for the tips and the help. Angela Patterson, who is the Chief Nurse Practitioner Officer for MinuteClinic here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who knows more four-letter, very naughty words, little boys or little girls? Here's the answer and the developmental science of it. Hard to believe, but 3- and 4-year-old girls know a greater number of colorful phrases than do little boys. But boys tend to use foul terms much more frequently than little girls.
Run, dumb, frightened, house, sickle, fiber!
However, there are those who believe that this is equaling out with both little girls and little boys, well, using those naughty words. What's the cheap psychological trick? When you hear these words, and you will, let the kid know immediately that it's unacceptable language, but do not overreact. If you do, the cursing takes on a magical quality, and you will hear it everywhere. If it continues, well, timeout works very well with this behavior. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Seems every day environmental news stories get worse and we often feel overwhelmed. We all want to just blot it out, thinking the issue will somehow just go away. Yet when fear and panic underwrite our daily lives, we go nowhere. Years can pass and our lives may not have improved much. But what if we just summon a spark of courage and simply act confident until we become confident, faking it until we make it? Pavlov knew it. Change the behavior and the mind will follow. It doesn't matter what the situation is, loneliness, dread, dead-end job, or just that feeling of powerlessness. The wall keeping us from what we want can be knocked down by faking that bit of courage. And once we've learned this technique, we never have to go back. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Yeah, I'm Billy Lane, and I'm recording for broadcast.
Billy, it's been a long time.
You know, it has been a long time. I'm back on my feet, moving to Daytona now, bringing the Chopper Zing thing back to the bike world.
Billy Lane is back at the beach today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Billy Lane is back at the beach.
Yeah, I'm building custom bikes. I'm doing a couple choppers for guys. Choppers and bobbers is where I got started, and that's what I'm always going to do. And I'm doing a bunch of vintage racing stuff, making a few little parts for guys here and there. And the core of my business right now is really building bikes.
Business focus.
In the past, I had kind of three components to my business: parts, the apparel, and then the bikes. I've been trying to focus on the bikes, and my wife wants to do the clothing because a lot of people want it. So we're doing those two now, and eventually I'll get back into the parts business.
How do we get in touch?
Through Facebook or through my website.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Today on App Check, Peak Finder is a unique and detailed $4 app for hikers and climbers. Keep in mind, you need cell service to use it. Peak Finder. It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
People in Denver get to smoke marijuana at restaurants. Oh, first U.S. city where you can smoke weed at the bar. This was a measure voted in during the election. Majority of votes say businesses can apply for permits to allow those who are 21 to consume marijuana indoors or outdoors. They have to be designated spots, same as smoking spots, regular smoking spots. Could you imagine going into a smoking lounge?
No, I can't even imagine. I mean, we've had smoke-free, well, in New York and L.A., I know the rest of the country, you can still smoke in bars and stuff like that. But, you know, it's so bizarre to me to even walk down the street and see someone smoking a cigarette. So to be in a public place or in a restaurant and have people smoking weed, although I do think it's only vapes, though. So you wouldn't smell.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just vapes, which people vape all the time in restaurants now anyway. So it's
Can't even tell what they're doing in there.
But you'd be able to do this at a yoga studio if you want to. Why'd you go?
I mean, weed and yoga kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They do?
I don't know. I can't stand yoga.
But you got to bring your own pot because you can't buy it in the public establishments.
Right.
But you bring your own.
Well, so we're not Amsterdam yet.
Yes, exactly. It's not a coffee shop.
Yeah. So what's this going to do to our country? Is it are we going to mellow out?
Hopefully.
Or is it going to become a bunch of potheads? Can you imagine me on pot?
No. No, I can't.
On pot. I think that's hilarious.
On pot, I know. Yeah. I cannot imagine you on pot, Dougie.
No, I can't imagine you on pot.
No. I can imagine you on the pot, but that's different.
Food for thought. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's see who's selling what here. Megyn Kelly is outselling her book, telling everybody what a lech. There's a similarity here. Follow me with a train of thought for a second. Megyn Kelly writes a book makes hay while the sun shines about her relationships with people at Fox and Trump and all that other stuff. And she certainly is happy to bear down on Roger Ailes. Similarly, Gretchen Carlson is out now on the... I don't think she's selling a book. She's just telling her story.
Yeah.
I didn't get that she was selling a book, but when she described how Roger Ailes jumped on her and stuck his tongue down her throat, that pretty much... You could pretty easily figure why Fox was happy to write her a check for $20 million and have it kept quiet. But apparently there wasn't a non-disclosure agreement because she's telling everybody that story. My God, what a pig. Oy. All right.